学生英语在线，你想知道的问题你告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你。最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。 Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群，下载更多的英语学习资料。我们的全新的第三个 QQ 群的号码是116274447，欢迎您的加入，您可以进来下载更多的英语学习资料。那今天呢，我们要讲的是托福听力，我们请来的专家老师依然是来自 UEI 学校的壮壮老师。老师好。
Hello, and during this hot summer, we're going to talk about something that is really cool. 我们来谈凉快的东西。Today we will work on the paragraph in the TOEFL listening regarding environmental science.是讲一个环保的，是吧？今天我们说要谈点凉快的东西，一下我们就把大家拉到了 Alaska。
哎呦，好冷哦。
Yeah, right. In the northern Arctic part of Alaska. 好，那我们在听这段之前呢，先扫一下生词。第一个是 vegetation。Vegetation 让你想起了什么单词？跟它长得比较像
？Vegetation 和 vegetable 是不是？
是植被的意思。好，第二个词是 tundra。Tundra。很少见，是吧？你不涉及到这个专业领域，你就不会见。我先给你拿英文解释一下 ：Tundra is a flat land with very little vegetation. Just a few species of plants grow there because the temperature is very cold and there's not much precipitation. 所以 tundra 有什么特征啊？
首先 ，tundra is a flat land.、
Mm-hmm.
It's a land that's flat. 它是一个平地哈。
嗯哼。
And it has very little vegetation, 啊，是荒无人烟的，它是一个不毛之地哈。
Mm-hmm.
And just a few species of plants grow there because the temperature is very cold, 啊，它是非常的冷、
mm-hmm.
温度非常低，所以呢种不出东西来。那这个专业词汇中文的意思就是冻土带。
没错，
冻就是很冷的，冻起来了，
冻土带
的意思啊，这是一个专业词汇，不过很好理解，说白了就是非常冷，所以呢这块地种不出东西、嗯、
而且呢他还说 there's not much precipitation 是降雨的意思，就也干呢，对吧？
对。
好，但是春天来的时候呢，它那个水它就会 thaw， 这个冰就会 thaw， THAO 动词，什么意思呢？It means the ice will turn to water， 就是融化的意思啊。THAW。接下来一个词呢叫 permafrost。Permafrost is explained in English as it is frozen all year round and is impermeable to water. There is a layer permafrost， 所以它是一个地层，有在这个冻土带里边有这么一层，它常年它都是 frozen。啊，都是冻着的。
嗯，很好理解 ，permanent frost，
嗯哼
，permafrost，、
啊、而且呢，它是 impermeable to water， 这个水能渗进去吗
？impermeable 是什么意思？
是不能渗透的。
哦 ，impermeable 是能够渗透的。
对
，permeable，
对，
渗透的，不能渗透的就是。impermeable。
好，所以这个 permafrost 这个冻土层呢，它是不渗水的。好，接下来呢，这个部分呢，老师就会讲到这个植物啊，在这种恶劣的环境下怎么去生长呢？首先，他提到一种植物叫 shrubs。Shrubs 是长得比较矮的这种灌木啊，一会儿大家会听到这个词，这是我们把这个讲座呢分成的第一部分所遇到的有可能的生词。现在我们来放一下这块的录音。
嗯哼，来听一下这个有关于地理环境阿拉斯加那边的一个地质方面的讲座的第一部分。
嗯哼，
好的，我们来听一下。
Listen to part of a lecture in an environmental science class. So since we're on the topic of global climate change and its effects, in Alaska, in the northern Arctic part of Alaska, over the last 30 years or so, temperatures have increased about half a degree Celsius per decade. And scientists have noticed that there's been a change in surface vegetation during this time. Shrubs are increasing in the tundra. Tundra is flat land with very little vegetation. Just a few species of plants grow there because the temperature is very cold and there's not much precipitation. And because of the cold temperatures, the tundra has two layers. The top layer, which is called the active layer, is frozen in the winter and spring, but thaws in the summer. Beneath this active layer is a second layer called permafrost, which is frozen all year round and is impermeable to water.
So, because of the permafrost, none of the plants that grow there can have deep roots, can they?
No. And that's one of the reasons that shrubs survive in the Arctic. Shrubs are little bushes. They're not tall, and being low to the ground protects them from the cold and wind. And their roots don't grow very deep, so the permafrost doesn't interfere with their growth, okay? Now, since the temperatures have been increasing in Arctic Alaska, the growth of shrubs has increased. And this has presented climate scientists with a puzzle.
I'm sorry. When you say the growth of shrubs has increased, do you mean that the shrubs are bigger or that there are more shrubs?
Good question. And the answer is both. The size of the shrubs has increased and shrub cover has spread to what was previously shrub-free tundra.
大学生英语在线。欢迎您继续收听。
好的，很快第一部分我们就听完了哈。
大家听到了吗？这个土是分两层，一层是怎么样啊？
一层是叫做 the active layer， 是一种比较活跃的一层啊。
对。
It's frozen in the winter and spring, but thaws in the summer。就是说，虽然冬天和春天它是被冻住的，但是在夏天天热的时候呢，
就融化了。哎，那另外那一个呢 ？Beneath the active layer， 在那一层之下呢，是 permafrost。
永久都是冻住的，
对，
不管你是春夏秋冬啊，温度再高，它底下的温度很低，所以叫做 permafrost。
嗯哼，那然后这个科学家一看，这最近这个 global warming 把这个温度升高了之后，那的植物就开始长了，对不对？然后他说呢 ，since the temperatures have been increasing in Arctic Alaska, the growth of shrubs has increased, and this has presented to climate scientists with a puzzle。那科学家呢就发现，面对着一个疑团。那那个疑团是什么呢？是我们后半部分要听的。这时候男生就插进来问了一个问题。
他说 I'm sorry, when you say the growth of the shrubs has increased, do you mean that the shrubs are bigger or that there are more shrubs? 他就问老师，哎，老师，您说这个灌木丛它的成长增加了， growth of the shrubs has increased. 那么你的意思是说这个灌木丛树啊变得更大了呢，还是说这个数量变得更多了呢？
哎，老师说呢，问得不错 ，good question， and the answer is both。好，
都多了，
没错，这个两者都有所见长。The size of the shrubs has increased， 本来这个树这个个儿也长了，对不对 ？And the shrub cover has spread to what was previously shrub-free tundra。它的这个生长的区域也已经蔓延到了之前并不生长 tundra 的这个地方。
好，以上就是第一部分的内容。有的同学说这个录音有点快哈、啊，
嗯，
那我们要不把第一部分，反正也不长，一分多一点，我们再把第一部分放一遍给大家听一下。
Listen to part of a lecture in an environmental science class.
So since we're on the topic of global climate change and its effects, in Alaska, in the northern Arctic part of Alaska, over the last 30 years or so,temperatures have increased about half a degree Celsius per decade, and scientists have noticed that there's been a change in surface vegetation during this time. Shrubs are increasing in the tundra. Tundra is flat land with very little vegetation. Just a few species of plants grow there because the temperature is very cold and there's not much precipitation. And because of the cold temperatures, the tundra has two layers. The top layer, which is called the active layer, is frozen in the winter and spring.But thaws in the summer. Beneath this active layer is a second layer called permafrost, which is frozen all year round and is impermeable to water.
So, because of the permafrost, none of the plants that grow there can have deep roots, can they?
No. And that's one of the reasons that shrubs survive in the Arctic. Shrubs are little bushes. They're not tall, and being low to the ground protects them from the cold and wind. And their roots don't grow very deep, so the permafrost doesn't interfere with their growth, okay? Now, since the temperatures have been increasing in Arctic Alaska, the growth of shrubs has increased. And this has presented climate scientists with a puzzle.
I'm sorry. When you say the growth of shrubs has increased, do you mean that the shrubs are bigger or that there are more shrubs?
Good question. And the answer is both. The size of the shrubs has increased, and shrub cover has spread to what was previously shrub-free tundra.
大学生英语在线。欢迎您继续收听。
好的，第一部分的内容我们就完全放完了啊。我们知道了，原来在阿拉斯加这个寒冷的土地啊，是分成两层的。上面那层呢，夏天融化了以后是会有树木生长的，而下面那一层呢，是永久冻住的那一层。那随着温度的升高呢，现在阿拉斯加的这个土地上呢，有越来越多的灌木啊，不管是从数量上还是从这个体积上啊，都长得比原来大了很多。
好，
那这就是第一部分啊。那接下来呢，我们再来看第二部分的录音内容。
嗯，他就说了这个 puzzle 到底是什么，是吧？这个研究气候的科学家呢，他说我们遇到了什么 puzzle。 这个部分听之前我们也是看一下，第一个生词叫 nitrogen。
nitrogen
是一个化学元素。
嗯，我知道有一个 hydrogen 就是氢气的意思。嗯，那哪一个元素它是以字母 N 开头的呢？
嗯哼，
氮吧，
氮，
没错，氮
气啊，这是一个。再来呢，有一个词叫 microbes， 是 microscopic organisms that live in the soil。
什么意思啊？
是微生物。
microbes、
啊。对，是 microscopic organisms， 啊，它是有机的微生物。啊，第三个词呢是 insulate， insulate 是隔离，保温层的意思。比如说这个大家知道小时候我们吃冰棍的时候，那个冰棍车都不用电的冰箱，直接上面盖一大棉被，所以这时候棉被所起的作用呢就是 insulating effect、it has insulating effect on those popsicles、好，这个 insulating 就是隔温的。好，再往下呢就是 runoff 听起来就是跑走了，对吧？其实就是指名词流走的东西。这个句子是 What about runoff in the spring when the snow finally melts? 就是在雪水化了之后呢，它这个水就流走了啊，那会带走一些东西。那些东西呢，就是runoff。好，再往下是 microbial， 也是一个形容词。microbe 是微生物，那 microbial means something related to microbes。好，原来的句子中是这样的 ,so that extra warmth means even more microbial activity. 因为它有更多的这个温暖的温度了，是吧？所以呢就是微生物的活动就更加的活跃了。好，最后一个生词呢是 semi-arid。semi 是全的还是半的呀？
semi 是半的嘛，半决赛就是
semi-final。然后 arid 是干旱的地。
arid,arid 啊。Arid，
所以是 semi-arid 呢，是半干旱地区的，半干旱的。好，他说，shrub expansion has occurred in other environments like semi-arid grassland and tall grass prairies。好，所以他说这种 shrub 的扩张也出现到其他的环境中啊，比如说出现在半干旱的草原地带。还有呢就是草特别高的那种草原啊， tall grass prairies。 好，这就是第二部分的生词的部分，现在我们把第二部分录音放一遍，请大家仔细听。
Okay, so what's the puzzle? Warmer temperatures should lead to increased vegetation growth, right? Well, the connection's not so simple. The temperature increase has occurred during the winter and spring, not during the summer.But the increase in shrubs has occurred in the summer. So how can increased temperatures in the winter and spring result in increased shrub growth in the summer? Well, it may be biological processes that occur in the soil in the winter that cause increased shrub growth in the summer. And here's how. There are microbes, microscopic organisms that live in the soil. These microbes enable the soil to have more nitrogen, which plants need to live, and they remain quite active during the winter. There are two reasons for this. First, they live in the active layer, which, remember, contains water that doesn't penetrate the permafrost. Second, most of the precipitation in the Arctic is in the form of snow, and the snow which blankets the ground in the winter actually has an insulating effect on the soil beneath it, and it allows the temperature of the soil to remain warm enough for microbes to remain active. So there's been increased nutrient production in the winter, and that's what's responsible for the growth of shrubs in the summer and their spread to new areas of the tundra. Areas with more nutrients are the areas with the largest increase in shrubs.
But what about runoff in the spring, when the snow finally melts? Won't the nutrients get washed away? Spring thaw always washes away soil, doesn't it?
Well, much of the soil is usually still frozen during peak runoff, and the nutrients are deep down in the active layer anyway, not high up near the surface, which is the part of the active layer most affected by runoff. But, as I was about to say, there's more to the story. The tundra is windy, and as snow is blown across the tundra, it's caught by shrubs, and deep snowdrifts often form around shrubs. And we've already mentioned the insulating effects of snow. So that extra warmth means even more microbial activity, which means even more food for the shrubs, which means even more shrubs and more snow around them, etc. It's a circle, a loop. And because of this loop, which is promoted by warmer temperatures in the winter and spring, well, it looks like the tundra may be turning into shrubland.
But will it be long-term? I mean, maybe the shrubs will be abundant for a few years, and then it'll change back to tundra.
Well, shrub expansion has occurred in other environments, like semi-arid grassland and tall grass prairies. And shrub expansion in these environments does seem to persist, almost to the point of causing a shift. Once it's established, shrubland thrives, particularly in the Arctic, because Arctic shrubs are good at taking advantage of increased nutrients in the soil, better than other Arctic plants.
大学生英语在线。欢迎您继续收听。
好的，很快第二部分的录音我们也听完了哈。那刚才那一段第二部分的那个录音里面有哪一些比较重要的句子，我们需要再看一看的？
嗯，首先呢，他就是老师说呢，这个 puzzle 到底是什么呢？啊，然后他就回答了 ，warmer temperatures should lead to increased vegetation growth, right?Well, the connections are not so simple. The temperature increase has occurred during the winter and the spring, not during the summer. 所以这个不明白，科学家不明白的地方呢，就是这个温度的升高所发生的时间是在冬天和春天，而不是在夏天。可是呢，这个 shrub, 灌木的生长、疯长、增加的时间却是在夏天。然后呢，这个 puzzle 就是这是怎么回事呢？ So how can increased temperatures in the winter and spring result in increased shrub growth in the summer? 这时候他就再去分析这个 biological process, 啊，然后他解释了 here is how.那我们把这一段你再给大家慢念一遍 here is how.
Here is how there are microbes, microscopic organisms that live in the soil.These microbes enable the soil to have more nitrogen, which plants need to live, and they remain quite active during the winter. There are two main reasons for this. First, they live in the active layer, which, remember, contains water that doesn't penetrate the permafrost. Second, most of the precipitation in the Arctic is in the form of snow.And the snow which blankets the ground in the winter actually has an insulating effect on the soil beneath it. And it allows the temperature of the soil to remain warm enough for microbes to remain active. So there has been an increase in the nutrient production in the winter. And that's what's responsible for the growth of shrubs in the summer and their spread to new areas of the tundra.Areas with more nutrients are the areas with the largest increase in shrubs.
所以他就把这个机制给解释清楚了，是吧？也就是一环扣一环的影响，你的这个温度一上升了，它就空气中呢，它就有更多的这个微生物，微生物一多了一活动呢，就产生出好多的这个氮，而这个氮呢，又是植物生长的所必须的东西。那在下雪的时候呢，它其实这个雪层形成了一个保温层，所以呢，就把下面覆盖的土壤的温度呢，继续给它保温。然后这样的话呢，它的这个微生物就保持活跃。那这个升高的有更多的养分，制造出来了氮，对吧？这是冬天发生的事儿。这样夏天呢，植物在生长的时候就有了养料了。然后这个植物呢，它有只要这个地区扩大了，它就能够在这个灌木生长到新的这个地区，因为它那个地方有养料了。好，这就是我们今天听的这一段的托福的听力。
好的，那今天节目就是这些。如果大家想得到这个听力的文本，或者想再听一遍这个听力的内容的话，欢迎加入我们的 QQ 群，我们的群号码是116274471162747，这是我们第三个 QQ 群，人数也是有限的，只有1000个名额，欢迎您的加入，我们下期节目再见。
大学生英语在线，你想知道的问题你告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你。最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。 Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车。
Money。
豪宅。
漂亮女朋友。
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康，才能带来长久的幸福。
Tell you all the time, heaven is a place on earth.